And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we are back about 3 minutes, no, exactly 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. 367-1240 is our phone number. If you'd like to join us, don't hesitate to do so. When we do have guests, though, in studio, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the guest and or topic as we welcome in 4-H agents of the LSU Ag Center, Christy Oliver and Maddox Miller. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Very good. Thank you.
Been a while. Maddox, it seems it's been a while. Christy, I've seen recently.
Yeah, so we've been pretty busy at the 4-H office between summer camp.
And, no, school's just beginning. You guys couldn't have been busy.
Never.
No. I guess that's one of the one things I think you try and emphasize in May, is that we don't get the summer break like the students do.
No, we sure don't.
But it's a... We have a good time.
So. There you go. Nothing. It is. It's a different attitude, right?
Yeah.
I know. I enjoy my summer break. Mm-hmm. I only work about 40 hours a week instead of 60 during the school year. Well, certainly the football season keeps me pretty busy, and then other sports. But when there are no high school sports, it's a bit of a break for me. So I don't complain. People ask me, "Am I ready for football?" And I say, "No, in September, I'll be ready for football." Right now, I'm still getting my tan. Anyway, you guys, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. I know you had a meeting today with Dale Henderson, superintendent of schools.
We did. We told him about all of the wonderful things that are coming up in the new 4-H club year. And we bragged a lot on our 4-H members. We currently have several members on trips right now. We have a 4-H'er, Blaze Landry from Lorville Elementary, actually high school. She's actually leaving today on a trip to Grand Isle for doing some record book work, so I'm kind of envious of her.
She's not there to clean up?
No, she's...
After
she's,
the tarpon she, rodeo, like...
No, she gets to go and camp and fish and enjoy that beautiful golf weather, I guess, that we're having. It's a beautiful day today. We also have a 4-H'er, Claire Phillips, who is in Weston, West Virginia. She is on the Louisiana team for the National Forestry Competition. So I'm very envious of that as well. She's been there on this trip for the last few days, and I think today is the first day of competition. And Louisiana usually does pretty strong in this competition, so she's getting to see those beautiful mountains and... Good trip.
There you go. Maddox, this will be your first start of a school year.
Right.
And I would ask whether you are new or otherwise, if 4-H'ers can expect any kind of changes to the program, but especially with a new agent, whether or not you plan to bring a twist to it at all.
So in terms of the program is, you know, a solid program, and there's not going to be, you know, major changes to the structure. But I do feel like I'm going to add a different perspective, possibly, because I wasn't a 4-H'er. One of my backgrounds is in horticulture, and that's one of the things that I think I'm going to add to it with, you know, helping with the school gardens that are already established, and hopefully, you know, creating new ones and, you know, expanding on what we have. Because, you know, I think outdoors, it all ties into healthy living. It ties into, you know, agriculture and getting kids excited about, you know, plants, animals, life cycles. And I think that's definitely, you know, with the scientific background, that's one thing that I hope to help to bring to the table.
Excellent. Excellent. How about you as far as the new school year?
I'm super excited. I always enjoy a new school year, even as a teacher in the classroom. It was always a clean slate, time to begin again and have goals. And I know I've talked to many of the 4-H'ers about especially the older 4-H'ers, what is your goal for the year? You know, it might be to meet new friends. It might be to try something new. It might be, I have some 4-H'ers that have higher expectations, I guess, that bigger goals. It might be to be an officer in your club. So there's so many opportunities that the 4-H club has offers its members and the families, and it's made an impact for over 100 years. So we're really excited about the upcoming school year.
Excellent, excellent. What are I guess the calendar of events for 4-H as you start? Obviously, students report Friday, but you're not going to be in their face on Friday, I'm guessing.
Correct. We're our first club meetings are going to be in September. So right now we're getting, you know, all of the teacher feedback in terms of when to schedule club meetings, and also we're going to be meeting with the principals within a couple of weeks to kind of, you know, hear their concerns and kind of, you know, work out any kinks and make sure that, you know, we're good to go and that we can have the biggest impact that we possibly can. So September is going to be our first month for club meetings. And just right around the corner from that first club meeting is going to be the Sugarcane Festival. So that's going to be a really busy and fun month for 4-H.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you mentioned September club meetings, those kind of things. When do you sort of start putting out notice that says, hey, these meetings are coming up? When can maybe parents expect some information about it if they at the end of the day receive something?
Right. We have many teachers that have already contacted the leaders and have contacted us to get started at the beginning of the school year. So, you know, those 4-H, those potential members, they can listen to the morning announcements, look for the bulletin boards at their schools, ask, you know, go to the front office and say, hey, who's my 4-H leader? Call our office. We can get you in contact with the leaders, and we'll get you in the right, headed in the right direction.
Gotcha. Each school has one specific kind of teacher sponsor, or can there be more at some schools?
Usually it's one. That's probably the more typical, but we have multiple clubs, especially the larger clubs, have, you know, three or more teachers.
Okay.
That help out, and you know, let's say one teacher may be absent that day, the other teacher would fill in. But yeah, we have great support from all the staff at the schools, and you know, we appreciate all of their help. And you know, if we didn't have them, you know, help us, it would be a very difficult task to get, you know, all of the
helping herd the cats.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you don't get them all together, then that's kind of a challenge to, you know, attract new ones and to you know, have them be attentive while we're in there, because they see us once a month. They see their teachers every day, so they're well behaved around their teachers.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Do any particular teachers tend to lend themselves, in their speciality, if you will, science or mm-hmm. biology? Do they tend to be more prone to be 4-H tutors?
We have a broad variety of leaders, and the cool thing, many of our leaders, they may focus a little bit on, you know, have one or two programs during their school, their club year, on things that they're passionate about. We have several leaders that are interested in health and wellness, many in science and engineering and technology. So, and a lot of them will ask the kids, you know, what do you want to see? What's meaningful to you? And that's usually where you get those kids interested in, you know, those programs and form those relationships between leaders and the club members.
Yeah, and probably lends itself to the idea that 4-H has diversified so much over the last several decades.
Absolutely. We, you know, and speaking of diversification, many times we'll talk about our Facebook, but we now have an Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And is it 4-H, Iberia 4-H?
Iberia 4-H.
Iberia 4-H. So you can follow us on Instagram. And I think we're also... We're tweeting.
There you go.
So
is Donald Trump. You're in good company.
Yeah.
Well, we're tweeting about probably things that are a little bit different. But you know, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we would love to have more fans on Instagram. I don't know if that's what they're called, fans, followers.
Followers.
So, you know, we'd love to have more people following us and seeing what we're up to. So hopefully everybody who's listening, grab your cell phone if you're at work and... Maybe if you're not at work, do it later. But if you can get your phone, follow us and see what we're up to. We try to post every day, so to see show people what Iberia 4-H is up to, and many of the surrounding parishes who are listening. I know all of the clubs around here all have at least Facebook pages.
Sure.
So, you know, follow your parish, follow Iberia. You know, we have a lot. We like to have friends. So
there you go. And again, you know, since I know we're talking mainly to parents or grandparents, gives them an idea of what they can tell their kids or grandchildren what the program's all about.
Right, absolutely. And there are many programs. A lot of people are not aware that we have an archery program. So this is something, it's shooting sports, and archery is our only discipline right now, but it's something that the kids have really enjoyed, they've really thrown themselves into, and that's continually expanding, and I know many of the other parishes have shooting sports as well, so that's a new draw in 4-H. We're always talking about, you know, the traditional 4-H, the cooking, the stitching, and the stirring, and the mooing, a lot of people say it, the cows, the sewing, and the cooking, but, you know, 4-H has expanded to more than that, and of course, those three aspects of 4-H are just as important, but there's so much 4-H has to offer, and
Do they even teach home ec in school anymore?
They do.
Good.
They do. They do. There's many family consumer science is now what it's called in Iberia Parish. So it's mainly middle school and high school. So, but all of the schools in our parish do have that.
Good to hear. Anything else you want to talk about with the upcoming school year here? Or anything else? Maybe recap some of the things you've been up to.
So summer camp was July, I think 10th through 14th. And you know, that was my first time being at camp, and the facility is top notch. It's a great facility. We have you know, each child gets to pick their own track while at camp.
Okay.
So whether they want to do arts,
like going to a convention, and you have to pick X amount of things you want to focus on.
Yeah, there were some kids who did swimming lessons, so if they didn't know how to swim, they could do swimming lessons. I did the outdoor adventure track, and that was a whole lot of fun. It was anything between making your own animal prints to, you know, identifying trees.
Animal prints?
Correct. So if you have, you know, like you look in the woods and you have...
Footprints.
Footprints.
Or paw prints. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, taking
I was
a,
thinking more of an artistic, you know, thing where you were drawing them and then creating prints of them.
So they're footprints, and you know, recreating them with like a plaster,
a melange,
correct, and then having
of my favorite episodes of the old Andy Griffith show was when Barney wanted to make a melange of these alleged criminal tracks. Anyway, go ahead.
Very good. That's where I learned about you know, the different footprints, how to identify them, and also creating your own in some sand, you know, next to the creek. I mean, it's very scenic up there. They have, you know, a shooting sports area. They have a kind of a wetlands building that the kids can go canoeing, kayaking, paddle boarding, tubing. There's a swimming pool that's, you know, kind of a very popular spot, you know, especially during the heat of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hot. We did get a little bit of rain, but that didn't stop us from having fun. So we had a blast at camp, and that was definitely one of the highlights of the summer.
Any reports from some of the other students who took other trips?
Well, we do have some 4-H'ers right now at Lost Camp, which is our science, engineering, and technology camp. And that is for students that are going into the 8th and 9th grade. So just because you've left that 6th grade, 4th to 6th grade area, there's still opportunities for you to go to camp. There's tons of opportunities. Or just to get away. A lot of teenagers, I think that's their thing. They want to get away. They want to meet new people. And they want to have an impact on the community is some things that we've noticed, especially with our group of teenagers that we work with. You know, other things that have been going on, we've had 4-H'ers, you know, who are on state boards, who are planning for different activities throughout the year for younger 4-H'ers. So, you know, we've got a lot of leadership opportunities as well. So if you want to have a leadership role and, you know, give back, be generous to the community, 4-H's has that aspect as well.
Okay. Sugarcane Festival, obviously, coming up, and you referenced that. What level of participation would a new 4-H member have a chance? Obviously, the ones who have been raising cattle or livestock, getting them ready for that show, that might be a bit beyond a new member of 4-H. But I would imagine there's a lot of other things a new 4-H member can take part of right away.
There's a lot of opportunities for brand new 4-H members, whether you're in fourth grade or you're maybe in high school and say, oh, this 4-H thing, it might be for me. We have the, for those people who like to cook, we have the sugar cookery contest. That's 12 categories of sugar. So brownies, sugar cookies, any other cookie. I mean, it's loads of sugar. It's a loads of fun. That's probably one of the highlights of the year for the 4-H members. We also have a rabbit show. So if you have a rabbit, it doesn't have to be a show bunny. It could be just a pet, your family pet. It's just an opportunity for you to get out with other kids and, you know, show your animal and how you take care of that pet.
I saw a rabbit today.
You did?
And I live very close to downtown here, mm-hmm. and I was surprised. I'm moving my garbage can back into where I put it, and he was, like, nesting there.
Blair had sent us a text yesterday outside. I think he was leaving the office in the evening, and there was a rabbit right outside the office as well. So they must be
the same one.
I know. He was pretty big.
Found his way across both St. Peter and Maine. Yeah, it was a big rabbit. Yeah,
Might be the same one.
Could possibly be.
I hated that I interrupted his nap or whatever.
Right. So another thing that we do is sugarcane exhibit. So if you are a child of a sugarcane family and you have a hand in farming the sugarcane, you can bring stalks. I think it's about 3 stalks that you bring to Sear Gates, and they'll judge your sugarcane.
Mm.
I think it's on the different types of sugarcane, so you won't be going against a different type. And then we also have sugarcane judging, where you'll just go and you'll have a team of friends, and you'll go and judge the stalk. There's a lot of opportunities. I think there's something for everybody.
Yeah. So, again, even if you haven't been in 4-H and you're just beginning the new 4-H year, so to speak, still opportunities to
Absolutely.
Participate. Good to hear. Anything else going on these days?
There's always something going on these days. But
I said anything. In addition
to
what we've already spoken about. Anything else you want to bring up?
So the summer was packed with lots of events. I think, I don't know if we spoke last time about 4-H University. That was a big success. And, you know, just the all of the different trips we've been on. But one of the things that struck me as not being a 4-H member is the breadth of the club. It's like Christy was saying, it's not just, you know, what people think of when they first hear 4-H, they think, oh, that's livestock. You know, there's so much. It's a very, very deep program that has so many aspects that can appeal to pretty much everyone. And that's what, you know, we're excited about getting other people excited about things. Mm-hmm. And we guarantee that we have something that you can get excited about. Whether that's, you know, learning how to sew in the sewing club, and whether that is, you know, raising livestock. I mean, that's a very large part of our...
We even have sports broadcasting.
There you go.
You know, I'm sitting here, we're in this studio right now. You know, we even have that. So it's not limited to that traditional 4-H
stuff. Yeah, so it's just, it's a great program, and you know, it helps with, you know, I would say interpersonal communication. And also,
well, that's, you know, and you might bring the better ones here to the studios. But one thing I notice is that these are kids who seem well beyond their years most of the time. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sure it's because of their participation and just broadening their horizons.
Mm-hmm. It's all the opportunities. For instance, Gavin yesterday, I know he's come. He's our new state 4-H parliamentarian. He got to go to Baton Rouge and tour all the different facets of the LSU Ag Center's agricultural programs, and even got a scholarship yesterday.
Excellent.
So, I mean, how cool is that? Just to go for the day and get a scholarship to go to, you know, LSU. So when we have 4-H'ers that are about to leave, well, our seniors who just graduated, they've received scholarships. So you don't know what kind of opportunities. He didn't realize that he was going to get a scholarship yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He just thought he was going to go represent the state of Louisiana as a state officer. and bam, $500 scholarship.
Nice.
That can go a little ways.
It does. It all adds up. Let me tell you. Hunter, who's getting ready to go back for his senior year, right?
Right.
Yep,
senior
year. It all helps, every little thing. Anyway, always a pleasure. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, well, thank you so much. And if people are listening out there and want to know more about the 4-H programs, in particular in Iberia, our number is 337-369-4440. You can follow us on Facebook, Iberia Parish 4-H, as well as Twitter and also Instagram.
Excellent. Again, appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.